As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Psalm chapter 2 verse 8. Here the Bible says, "Ask of me, and I shall give thee the Eden for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession." God wants a people that are daring. Amen. He wants a people that will look at the Eden and they're not going to be afraid. A people that will look at the ungodly and be determined in their heart that these ones will be converted. They'll be turned from iniquity unto righteousness. Amen. God, that's the plan of God. That's the kind of people we ought to be. A people that will look at the nations and be determined that nations will be taken over by the King of Glory. Our nations will be governed by righteousness. People that will look at the uttermost part of the earth and see the possibility of exercising the governing authority of the kingdom of God. We will see the uttermost part of the earth as our territory. God wants people that are daring. Amen. That's the plan of God for us. The plan of God for us is that we develop spiritual capacity that will give us the sense of vision that would cause to be stirred up in us the spirit of faith that will approach humanity with a sense of possibility for God to take over. God wants to claim, He wants to reclaim the earth. But He wants the people that He can partner with, and that's you and I. We are not the ones that will get it done. Amen. It's the power of God that will get it done. It's the sovereignty of God that will get it done. It's the purposes of God that will get it done. But God wants a people that will say, "Lord, heaven will stand in agreement with that which you have determined to do in the earth." And we will witness a mighty, mighty move of God, mighty move of the Spirit, mighty intervention of God in the earth. God wants a visionary people. He wants a visionary people. He wants people that can see into His plan and purposes. Now listen to this. For you to be able to take over the land God has set before us. God has said, you know, the land He has proposed that we inherit is huge. And it's beyond us. It's beyond your survival. If all you can see is to be able to hit, if your drive and essence of your existence is being able to eat three times a day, you are a failure. If all you're living for is to have a good car or some good cars and live comfortably in life, you are a failure. You are a waste. Praise God. God wants us to develop spiritual capacity, vision, perception, understanding that is beyond us, is beyond our immediate environment. God hates survivor mentality. He can't stand it. Praise God. What God expects of you and I, what should give definition to our existence is purpose, not survivor. Amen. Purpose. You know, purpose is tied to God. You know that. It's a purpose. You know, if you're living for purpose, then you will automatically gravitate towards God, towards knowing Him, towards intimacy with Him. Amen. Because purpose is only initiated and revealed by God. Hallelujah. So what we live for is purpose. God's purpose. not survivor. And if you live, if what you live for is purpose, then you will share the burden of God. You will share his heartbeat. Amen. You will share his heartbeat. Let me submit to you, there's a land God has set before you. You're not living for nothing. There's a land he has set before you. You better discover it. You better be determined to possess it. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. The land God has set before you, you're not going to take over the land. You're not going to easily take over the land. It's not going to come by fun. It's not going to come by picnic. It's not just going to come by you doing nothing. For you to possess that land, that purpose, amen, that will give birth to the intervention of God in the earth, that will cause God's glory to be revealed, that will cause righteousness to be prevailed in the earth, that will cause the kingdom of God to be exalted, and the kingdom of God to swallow up the kingdoms of this world. In order to achieve that, then we're going to engage the enemies in battle. We're going to engage the enemies in battle. We must contend against the forces of iniquity. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord. We'll be right back.